I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. China ramps up its campaign against religious freedom. New rules require all religious workers to pledge allegiance to the Chinese Communist Party. The government pushed Christians further into isolation last week, shutting down Bible apps and online Christian groups. Problems even extend to groups registered with the Chinese government, like Bibles for China. President Kurt Rovenstein says,
"We just feel more scrutinized and watched, and we have to be more careful. We work, you know, through the registered church to reach the people in rural China, and so we're not doing anything subversive. But even in that, pressure continues to increase.
You and I can't control China, but we know the God who holds China in his hands.
Praying that doors remain open, those that we work with are protected. The hearts of those in places of leadership would be softened."
And entering your teenage years certainly brings a lot of changes. The same could be said of ministries like Door International. Just as a teenager quickly outgrows their clothes, this deaf ministry is outgrowing old methods. Door President Rob Meyer says,
"Deaf people have been cut off from the gospel for so long. You're talking about communities who may not have had access to the gospel for thousands of years."
Now, Door is changing its approach to reach even more deaf communities. Go to missionnews.org for ways to help. And while you're there, share this story on your social feed to get prayer support for this ministry.
Door has been involved officially in our 2x2 program for 16 years now. And one of the things that we've realized is that there's no one-size-fits-all approach to beginning deaf ministry in a particular country.
Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.